So now the one thing is that first thing is that you have to know that generally the death and after the death what will happen. So generally it's something like the death is generally it's called that when the consciousness or minds that leave the body, that moments it's called the death. From the clinically, medically, they call the death when the person, the brain functions and the heart, especially the heart function stop, then they will start to say the death, no? From the medically point of view, when the still the brain function stop, but still the if your the heart function is not stop, may that state maybe they used to call, so medically term they used to call the coma. But the, when the brain, when the heart function stops completely, from medically point of view, now it's a death, and it stops the function completely. But the, from Buddhism point of view, that is not a fully death. We call that a half death. Still the consciousness remains the 1 or 2 days in the body. So that time not a death, not a fully death. Still the consciousness have not left the body, minds have not left the body. Even the heart function and the brain function completely stops. The moment that when the consciousness left the body, that called the death. So that's why saying that the, now the thing is that the very interesting point is that when the person die, after the death, what's the happening? That's a one big question comes. Not the when the person dies and not suddenly take the rebirth. Before taking the rebirth, they will have the one intermediate stage we call the Pardo stage. They will remain there for 49 days, maximum 49 days. Some people it will remain that state in Pardo 7 days, 8 days, 9 days, but the maximum 49 days. So that's why one with a very interesting thing. Just yesterday, I think just yesterday, I met a one. Yesterday, I think just yesterday, I met a one American. Just one American, and we are talking here. So he was telling me the one before we are talking about like these issues. Then he told me the one thing of his life's experience. When he was 12 years old, he told that he had the very bad accident where his fathers died in that accident. Fathers died. One of the very close friend died in that accident. He was just a kid, 12 years old. He told me that he stayed in the coma around 2 or 3 months in his coma state. But the, still, he can hear the people's what they're talking. He clearly hears that his mother was telling that now he is dead. So many like these incidents he can hear and the sees. But the inside the body, he was totally completely as a coma state, and the people all think that he already died. I was so interested with his point of that future. I thought maybe I should take the little bit of recording of that's so his experience. Yeah. So now the Buddhism point of view, that's called the consciousness, the mind. Still the body is not functioning. The brain and the heart, whatever, it's not functioning. But still the mind can function. So that's why the now the after the death, now the when the person, when the consciousness, the body leaves the body, then we call the death. After the death, they call the Pardo stage. Pardo stage is such a state that the stage that it will roam into the 49 days, maximum 49 days. When they're roaming the 49 days, actually they are searching for another life. Example, one person die in the, if the one person die the Asia, and his next life is going to born in the maybe Europe. From Asia to Europe, that consciousness has to travel. When your consciousness is traveling, actually the consciousness is not going there. Actually, that the Pardo is moving from the, after the death, the person will born in the Pardo stage. Pardo will travel from the Asia to the Europe to take the rib. So later, what will happening is that time. So now the question is that now the when the death stage of the Pardo, when the person died and the, when they're born in the Pardo, first 1 or 2 days, even the person who have died, he will not know that he was already dead. He will try to do exactly the same as the before. First
Yes,
he thinks that he is not dead. He feels that he is still alive, so that he will go and try to talk with the family, and he will go to the family like that. He will do like that. So then, 1 or 2 days when the person dies, what will he do? Is exactly what will he do? Is exactly he will try to talk with the family members. He will try to do something like as a usual. Then he will get a very confusion state, because he was died and that person died born in the Pardo, he will not realize that he will die. When you talk with someone, they will not respond him back. So he will get confused. Lots of confusion. Then slowly. Only then he will start to get the suspect that he might get done. As I told you that the experience of that American that whom I met when he was age 12, when he was in the coma state, still he told me that he can hear the mother's telling he is dead. He can still hear the father's voice. Even the father was dying. He have a lot of the experience and the memory he having. He told me he stayed around 2 months in the coma state, something like that. Example that the American guy,
yeah.
that the
yes,
American gentleman, when he was telling me about his experience when he having the accidents this. And that time he told me that he can, at the accident time and when he was in a coma state in hospital, still then he can hear the mother's was talking and telling that he's in death, and he can even hear the father's voice. So that after that, when he, that the Pardo in the 1, 2, or 3 days later, then the, when the Pardo was realized that he was dead, he will completely get the scale, completely feel, completely lot of the, now that, I mean, the suffering will start. First of all, that he knows that he is dead. Second of all, he will get the scale, now what to do. Now the third of all, then he will be the, like, feel like a loss of the way, how way he have to go. Yeah. So then the, what you, then the stage, that the, not only that the stage, now the, what the difficulty is there is that now it depends on the person who having the good karma or the bad karma. Generally the point of there, then after that, then he will start to hear the sound, very special sound of the thundering, very strong thundering sound. So that will make up scare him more. So that's the one thing. So that's the most of the difficult, that is the one of the most difficult period of the Pardo. Yeah. So that the moments that now the moments that the one who was born in the Pardo. Now the, not only that the, what will happen, not only that he will hear the sounds, also there are the lot of the other things also making the scares. That the other things, one of the scares is that the moment of the, that the person, then he will have a lot of the different of the visions. He will still try, he will see the lot of the different the visions and like that comes. Now it is something like that. It's now the, when the person was born in the Pardo, now it is something like a journey you have to start alone. One journey you have to start alone. Normally when you have to go outside, you will have the Google map and a lot of the things. No, this maybe you have to start with the, your alone journey. This time in August, one time I was giving the teaching in the, one of the temple in the Taiwan. They asked me to the, how to born in the pure land and how to wave or the, to born in the pure land. At that time, I told the one thing, you don't have to worry now the how way of the burning in the pure land. I told that in the 10 or 15 years later, soon you will get the Google, will be launched the one of the GPS and the map in the Google, that how to where, go to the pure land. You know my point? Yeah. So maybe now here the soon maybe it will become like a yeah. So yeah. So the thing is that now what we have to know, okay? Now we have to know that the one thing is the person who born in like that stage, there are a lot of the scares, that the thundering sound or the lot of the scare will be there. Because it is a very simple that now it is the way when you're born in the Pardo, because that is a totally different experience the people have to face. Visions and all the very different ones they will have to face. Yeah. So now the most important thing is that at that moment, the person's, generally person, what you have to do is that whatever the appearance comes, that you don't have to get the fear. You don't have the fear. So maybe that's maybe if now that every the day first what will happen, day two, there's many details are there. So maybe I will not talk the very detailed way because that the time was. So maybe I will give it a very brief introduction. Maybe later on, maybe who are interested, maybe when I come later to over there, maybe I will give the every detailed teaching. The first day what will happen after the death, second day what will happen like up till that. Okay, if you, yeah. Generally what's happening is that these of the 49 days, mainly the five different type of the Buddhas will come at that time. That the moment, that time, at that the state of the Pardo, you will have the visions of the five different Buddhas and the visions of the darkness, or the lot of the darkness, and you will have that visions. So for some people, when they having the seeing this, or having the Buddha's vision, they will feel that the very happiness, because when you are at the state of that the Pardo, when they are having the visions of the Buddhas, they will cover the Buddhas with a very strong white rays. Some people who are born about, they will get scared and they run away with that white light. Some people, when they're having the very visions of the white ray, they will start to get the more happy and go towards that ray. Yeah, in the 49 days. Yeah. So 49 days, generally, they will have the visions, the Pardo state, they will have the vision of five different Buddhas or the darkness. This all the vision he will have it, okay, in the 49 days. So while they're having the vision of the five different Buddhas, no? Five different Buddhas and the darkness, when he is having that vision of these Buddhas and the darkness, usually at the Pardo state, and that will come, the very white rays will come with that white rays will come with that Buddhas and with that visions. When the very strong white rays, because some people people get to skate. While having the vision of the white rat, I have experience with a few people who are just back from the death. You know, the completely they clinically, medically declared that some people are the death, and later on they just came back. I mean, the race back from the death. I met a few people like these people. They all share the one same experience. They say the very strong race they used to see. That is a samprata vision. Sometimes it can happen. Yeah, it's happening. Okay, part of state. Yeah. So that the moment. So that's why the first week. The moment of the death, but after the first week, the five different Buddhas, now Amitabha Buddha and Amoghasiddhi Buddhas, and all these five Buddhas and the darkness used to come, okay? Five Buddhas, especially the five Buddhas, used to come, or he will have the visions of these five Buddhas. So that is that he's having the very heavy chance to get rid of the death, or to get out of the death part of state. Some people, when they are not having like this of the faith, or they're not having this kind of the devotion towards it, for these people, it will get more difficult. That's why usually they are saying that that's why that's the vision that the not then that they will have a very furious deity of the 55 furious deity 55 and the peaceful deity 45 will be appearing slowly. Then the week after, these all will become. So this, when we have to see all the wonderful visions, to learning that the world ways, to recognize all this the deity, what we are seeing at the further stage, that we have to learn at the right now. So learning that position, looking at the sun, and these are one of the practice we call the Thugal in the practice. Thugal practice, that is something like a training to look at the sun and try to see, to learn to see that all these 45 deities in the sun and the sun ray, to see that. So when you through the realize and see the Lord, this is a very special teaching. It's only exists in the Nyingma tradition. Gelu don't have that practice. So that's why. So the one time, there is one my grandpa's Dharma friend. For one, my grandpa Dharma friend, he was from the same master with in the very ancient Tibet. He was my grandpa and the Dharma friend, and my grandpa that he followed the one of the same master and the practice all together. When I was age of the little grown up, my grandpa was passed away. So he lived quite long, and at that moment, so he used to treat me very well, because I'm plus the Rinpoche, and because I'm the grandson of his Dharma friend, as he considers as my grandpa, very good Dharma friend. So Dharma brother, sorry, not the Dharma friend, Dharma brother. So consider Dharma brother. So
yes,
he was become a completely blind. Blind. So my father told me, because when he was practicing the Thugal practice to try to see these all the deities in the sun ray, so he mistakenly see the too much of the sun and he got blind. My father used to tell me that. When I was kids, I know that. So when I grown up, now when I'm studying all this, then I went to the talk with him and find a way he mapped the mistake. Then he told me the way he mistake when he was practicing. When I was so happy that I know that the way he make the mistake, I know the mistake that I should not do it. That mistake make him blind. For me, it opened my eye. Yeah. At one point, very sad, when he was practicing very strongly, I think when I was meeting him, he gone not only gone the blind, he was tears, lots of tears come from his eye. Then he was telling me the way he make the mistakes and practicing. Really, that mistake make him really blind, make it very difficult. For that mistake, I learned that way he make mistake. Really, it's opened my... Then when I practice, now I got the old, and now I know the mistake. I should not make it. So this practice only exists in Nyingma tradition, especially not only in the Nyingma, one of the category different my family tradition called the Longchen Nyingma tradition, only that have that practices. Yeah. So this is the main purpose of this practice, trying to teach the truth, realize and see all these 45 at the furious, 55 furious deity and the 45 peaceful deity. And all the other, these all will at the Pardo stage. We all will be these. All the vision will come. So when the funny, that's a true. Okay, funny thing. When I was practicing the very that I was not wearing the glass, not a spectacle. I'm not wearing the glass. Later on, I find it that the wearing with the glass and the not wearing the glass. I think that will better without a glass. That are very funny. Now the Pardo stage, all this, now as I told you before, all the Pardo stage, this all will become. Then maybe I will show you the pictures of all this, okay? Sometimes when you are having the visions of these darkness, sometimes you will see these darkness with the head of the different type of the animals' heads or like that. So now you can imagine that who are the person who sees like that in the Pardo stage, you will get this, normally always get the scared, no? When you're used to seeing all of this like this of the deities, then you will get a less scared. Because actually it's a darkness or the all the bodhisattvas, they might come, the different appearance. Yeah, so this is something like the part two stage is something like that. I think you
Yes,
have heard
Mujhe.
that movie. I think you have heard that movie or not, called the movie called The Ghost. I think it make maybe 20 years back. I think Hollywood, they made the one movie. I think they're more or less that the story is based on the something like a base on the this idea, part two idea. They made the one, but I think 20 years back or something like that. Yeah. So now the thing is that, okay, now the thing is that the person who is born will be like this, all the stages happen, okay. Now the second question comes. Now, how can we help the person who passed away, okay? Or the partho stage, all these experience that what will come, that I give you the very briefly, I introduce. Maybe when I give the later on, when I having time, then maybe I will explain the more, okay? I think it will better if I can explain with the all the deities, pictures and the photo, then you will know the day first you will see this, day second you will see this, okay? So, yeah. But that's why I told that in the Google, definitely, I think later on it will come in the Google, how to go in the Buddha's Pure Land. Exactly, they will write down in the Google that after the death, day first, you will experience death. Day second, you will experience. Everything will come in the Google. I'm sure it will come in Google. But the sad thing is the person who died, he cannot use the Google. When he can use, then he is not died. That's the only the problem. Yeah, that's the only problem. Otherwise, everything is fine. Now the second point, now the how we can help for the deceased people. Now the thing is that the one question comes, whether really, one question, big question comes, whether really the prayer can affect the person who passed away. This is one big question. How can we prove that, whether it helps? So if you look at the very scientific way, we need one of the evidence or the proofs that to prove that really the prayer can help. So that's the, I think I told the last time, maybe a couple of, so many years back, I know the one professor, she is quite interested in the, all this, the Buddhist idea. Professor, and she used to work in the one of the mental hospital in the Bangalore. It's one of the very big mental hospital. One considers one of the biggest mental hospital in around the Asia, because India have a lot of the population. That's why more people with the mental, I mean the unstables. Yeah. So then I talk with her, and I try to do the one thing. I try to pick up the 5 or 6, I mean the mental patient, and we try to do the 3 person with the very strong the prayers and strong, 3 we want to leave it, and then we want to see that the effects, how we can make the difference. Initially I want to do that, later on there's so many reasons that I could not follow, mainly because I'm become busy and that other works and I could not do that. So that's initially I want to see that how can the prayer can affect other, very scientific way I want to say that. So now the thing is like that, generally the prayers are something like that. There's one story of the Milarepa, when he was going from the one place to another village, that day he could not, he cannot travel because of the, that day when he was traveling on the, that moment that a very heavy snowfall came and that blocked him to travel from the one village to another village. Student who reside in another village thought that now he passed away in under the heavy snowfall. Then they started to do the prayer for the Milarepa and started to do those lots of prayer for him because they thought that he already passed away. Next day when he reached that village, they were so surprised and told that really we thought that you are died and we pray for you. The Milarepa told the one thing that he told that he will, yeah, me, yeah, that's a very amazing, and that yesterday when all you are praying, even in the weather is too cold, I don't have to practice anything. I feel so warm and so comfortable. So he concluded that one saying that really, when you pray for the dead people, now he's experienced that he feels that it really helps a lot for the dead people. So now the thing is that how we can help the people with the at the dying stage. Two things we have to know: how we can do the people at the dying stage, and how we can help the people after the death. First, the person who are the dying stage, maybe it will be much better if you can keep the some of the Buddha's photo or the Buddha's the scriptures on that hat on the, while he was lying, the person who was dying, keep the, like the scripture on the, keep the Buddha's photos front of them. Yeah. The dying stage, that the one thing is, the important thing is that the dying stage, what is happening is that most of the dying stage people, when they are having the, and then you have to remind the one thing persons. When the people have a more, if the dying stage of the people who are the dying, people who are dying, slowly what will they, you will see the some of the stages of, some of the symptoms of the people who are passing away. First thing is that they will start to feel the more thirsty. First they will feel like they are falling from the very high mountain, and they will ask for the high up the pillow or something like that. That means that the death position, that position is starting now. Have you told that he will feel the falling down? Okay, not asking for the water. Okay, I heard you are saying the nook and no comment. I thought you may be talking about the water.
I said núi đúng chứ, núi is mountain.
Nui. I see Nui. I see Nui and the Nook. No, I see Nui. Nui. Mountain, you also say the sun, no?
So it's a word from Chinese language. We have
yeah,
a different word.
You also say the sun, no?
Mountain. So
okay,
yes,
okay.
Mountain, so.
Okay, fine. Okay. Then the second moment, that then the person, he will try to feel the more thirsty. That moment, you can see the person's lips and all these surroundings are more dry. So that means the death procedure is starting. So they feel the more thirsty. Even you have to touch a lot of the wet tea, wet towels on the lips and like this. That is now the moment. That moment starting, then you have to remind the person who is dying to pray for the Buddha. Pray for the Buddha. Because that are now the praying for the Buddha refuge can be very important. That very crucial moment is starting now. This comes in the only once. If you miss the once, you will miss forever. Most important thing is when you are telling the prayer for the Avalokiteshvara, or when you are to pray, to asking the person to pray for the Amitabha Buddha, that you have to stick at that point and tell it again and again. Same. First you tell, okay, now you pray for the three jewels. Otherwise, then you say, practice the Bodhicitta. Really, that will get the person very confused. That moment is a very crucial moment. And now the consciousness, truly consciousness becomes more and more settled. So it should be fixed on the one point. If you say pray for the Amitabha Buddha, you have to remind him again and again at the same point. That moment when his lips are becoming dry, he was losing the water element. At that moment, after that, if you touch his hands or the body, the person, then he will slowly lose the fire element. So he will lose all the heat of the body. When you touch all the heat of the body, then slowly if you touch the center point of the heart, still they will remain the heat of that side, heat of that point, yeah. So,
yes,
then after that, it will slowly, that person who is going to die, they'll lose the wind element. Wind element loses that when you exhale more, inhale less. That is now the very, very now the death procedure. Now it is the death procedure. That person will exhale the more strongly, inhale the less. The last moment when he completely lose the wind element, then he will exhale one and then finish. Then he will not no more. Then he will inhale the breath. This is the something we have to. We all have to go through death procedure now. So. One point, so that is quite important. One point for the self, always that moment now when you see these symptoms come, then you have to concentrate very strongly. Then whether you have to pray for the Amitabha Buddha or the what Buddha, very strongly, then you have to start to pray. That moment for you, then you have to release all the attachment towards your place or whatever your plan is, everything. Then you have to prepare that now you have to go for the Buddha's pure land and the prayer well. Now, when you're helping with the others, then you have to inform them, now pray for the Amitabha Buddha. And that you have to stick and tell again and again. I remember one of my students, he's an Indian and a lay person. He told me he want to go and help to the hospital. No? Hospital is the place where they keep all the people who are going to die, who are sure to die, to help these people to hospital, to help them people. So I told you, don't go and don't do that work. Was that the moment when the person died, that's a very crucial moment and a very important moment. You cannot go, and if you are not very well, then you will mess it up if you don't know it properly. So this is the moment that when you're helping it, that is what you have to do, okay? So now what you can do, okay? Now the one thing. So here that now the person who, if a person has completely, now the death, after the death, now what you have to do, then what you have to do is that then you have to say the prayers. Prayer is the first 3 days or the first day after that, the first prayer week, that is very important, especially the 3 days, very important. So that's why you have to say the prayers, yeah. So there will be the many different prayers. Whatever you pray, it's a fine. And also it will be very helpful if you can make some of the Buddha statue, or if you can make the Buddha's, maybe the Buddha's painting, sake of that person who occurs a path, it's also very helpful. For the make the Buddha statue, for make the Buddha statue for the person who passed away, sake of the dead person, or make the Buddha's painting for the sake of the dead person who passed away. Okay, so that's okay. Now, when the person is passed away, then you can say like this prayer. And also, the one other thing is also very good for the do the ask the someone to do the poor for the dead person. It's also good, not very necessary. Okay, if you can, it's fine. Yeah, do the poor for that person.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my grandpa's master, My father used to tell me that my grandpa's master, when he do the fall for the people who passed away, even in the death at Tibet time, the weather might be very cold, but still they can feel the heat in the body of the dead body of the person who passed away. Generally, when you ask person who dead person, if you ask to do the poa, it better within the 3 days. After the 3 days, it's little bit not that much helpful. Couple of the years back, one of the my classmates, when I was a childhood, he was my classmate. So his grandmother was passed away. Then he is requesting, asking me to do the poa and the prayer from the that who passed away, the grandma. So actually, I think it's weeks. I mean, it went past maybe more than 5 or 6 days. So it was not very helpful. Still, I could not deny and say that it is not helpful because he's being as my childhood classmate. So still, yeah. So something like that. Okay. So generally, okay. Now person who passed away, the poa. Okay, it's the 3 days. Within the 3 days, it will be better. So this the poa practice and the poa, doing the poa is that this comes in the Nyingma tradition. So Igilu, they don't have much of the tradition. Igilu, they don't have it. Okay. So when the person who passed away, do have to do that 3 days. Within the 3 days, if you can do poa, also fine. Okay, good. It is not very necessary to do it all the time. Not very necessary. If you can do, very good. Okay. And the main thing is the first 3 days, you can recite the Buddha Sutra. That will be very helpful. Especially Buddha Sutra, and especially the Buddha Sutra like a Vajracchedika Sutra, very helpful, because the Vajracchedika Sutras and also the Sutra of that Sangju. Now after that they will be the 7 weeks. Now 49 days means how many? 49 days, it's a 7 weeks. No, so every week then it will be better if you can say the some prayers after that every week. Okay, that will be very helpful to say the prayer. Now the person who passed away, maybe they can born in the other realms or the pure land or the whatever within the 3 days, within the 4 days, it can happen, but the maximum they will stay in the dead part of the state, not taking the rebirth of the 49 days. So maybe, so this is the yeah, okay. Then the every week after the for the 7 weeks, so if the person who passed away on the Monday, then the day will start to do the after the every 7 days or after the 1 week later, so they can every week they have to say the some prayers. Okay, so usually when the person who passed away on the Monday, there's the two way of the calculating. One, they will do the prayer on the Sunday, one they will do on the Monday, when the how they do the prayer after a week. No, these are not a big so that's why that you have to keep the up till the 49 days, okay, from the death. So up till the 49 days, when every week, so you have to do the prayer. That is very helpful. So when the person who passed away, there are the many different way of the doing the rituals in the Tibetan system. I mean, the Tibetan Buddhism system, every different, I mean, the lineage of a different way of the doing it. I think best thing is to recite the Buddha Sutra, like a Vajracchedika Sutra. And the Sanjayamala, these are the Buddha's word, no? This is the best, I think. Okay, also you can recite the Amitabha's Buddha's Pure Land Sutra. This is also very good. Yeah. Okay, thank you. So maybe now today I will stop here and I will leave for the question answer sessions, okay? So if you have the question, you can try it, okay?
So the first question from Lan, how do you know that a dead person has been taken rebirth and not?
That's not our job. That's the Buddha's job. Even the Buddha's the best student, like a Mongolian Putra, when his mother was passed away and where he was born, even he cannot tell. He have to ask the Buddha where he was born. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Even the Buddha's the best student, like a Mongol Putra, no?
Yeah.
Mongol
like Putra,
even he don't know where he was. So that's why the thing is that's why we are keeping the prayer for the every week, every up till the 49 days. Sometimes even is a born in the another all of the take the rebirth while doing the prayer for them, that's also fine. Okay. Now the second question, Fong, you read in that numbers. Okay.
Rinpoche, the question is, for a person living in the in a vegetable existence, living like a plant in the coma state, so how about that person's consciousness in that state? How does it like?
Okay, you just tell them in the Vietnam is okay. The coma state, generally the coma state, when the person is the coma state, the consciousness, they are the two types of the consciousness. Gross consciousness and the subtile consciousness. The gross consciousness is never functioning, no functioning. Because brain only disturbed, no? the subtle consciousness still activated, of course. Simple way, I will ask you the one question. If you try to go back as a, your memory, earliest memory, if you try to go back as a, your earliest memory, how many years you can go back? Can you remember that when you are age of the 3? Can you remember the, what you done at the age of the 4? Can you remember what is the earliest memory you can go back? If you ask this question for the 3 or 4 different people, it will be not the same. For me, my earliest memory, I can go back up to the age of 5. What I did, I can't remember when I was age of 4 or 3. I can't remember at the present moment. Okay, when I was age of 4 or 4 or like this age 5 or whenever age of 5, my mother used to tell me I can remember the talk about my past life. Right now, the present moment, what has happened is taught a lot of the changes in the consciousness. This is something like the gross consciousness, the subtle consciousness. When you're the subtle consciousness, now the, when you grow up and grow up, the more the gross consciousness, the activation is more. When you're the gross consciousness, the activation is more, subtle consciousness become a less activate. It will become like a deactivation. When the subtle, the gross consciousness become a deactivate, subtle consciousness become the activate. At the coma state, gross consciousness become the deactivate. So the subtle consciousness start to function. When the subtle consciousness start to function, you will feel like your consciousness have totally changed and become a difference. Actually, it's not like that. Actually, the gross consciousness become the deactivate and the subtle consciousness is activated. When the subtle consciousness is a more activated, the gross consciousness the more deactivate. So it's something like that. Yeah. So that's why the, sometimes the, when you go for the memory, when you look at the, your memory, earliest memory, you can remember the incidents. I think for me, it's age of 5 or something. Some people, they can go up to the age of 3. Some people 4. This is something like the how the consciousness, the having the consciousness that walking maybe age of the up to the 3 or 4 like that. I feel that the my gross consciousness is a really not very not a very activated, more the subtle consciousness, more activations there. That what I feel. Now I will shorten the question. Okay, there are so many questions. I will answer will be short. Okay. Okay, Fong, read another question. Okay.
So how can we remind the dead person about the forward practice? So in case he or she has done the forward practice before.
That the person have to, that the person have to do identify that process, and that he have to do, he or she have to do herself, okay, himself or herself, okay.
So for people like dead soldiers or some people dead in accident, car accident, or people jump into the river, like the people who commit suicide, so the consciousness don't accept the dead. So how can we pray for those people? Do they have the pardo state?
Yeah, do they have the pardo state? But the death procedure, it will not will happen like that. What I told you, the feeling, the thirsty feeling, and the feeling of the falling down, this all might not happen. But the partho state will come because it's already dead. No? Okay, now another question.
For blind people, how can we show them the picture of the Buddha at the time of the death?
This time I remember the one thing, okay? I remember the one issue. There's a story of the one of the my grandpa's master. So my grandpa's master, he had the one student. He works in that time in the Tibet. I mean, then it's around the 1940 or 19, I think it's around like that, okay? 1940, something like that, 1940 or between the 1940 and the 50. The one student who works in that government official, at that time in the Tibetan government official, in the very ancient time, 1940 ancient time. So some reason he was convicted with the, some of the crime. Some reason he was convicted with the crime. And at that time, Tibet, a very old federal system, no? Federal system, and they just took his eye out. So then he was put in the prison. That's completely blind, no? He took it. Then he wrote the letter to his master. That master was actually my grandpa's master. So in that letter, he wrote the one thing that my uncles and father always used to say that. In that letter, he wrote the one thing that he said that my physical eye, now I cannot see you, the master. But my Dharma, I always will see you. So that, I just remember that poem. So when you tell the how the blind people can, yeah, remember Buddha, yeah. So blind people, really, that you have to explain. So that way in the text, they explain the how is the Buddha looks like. He looks like this and this and this, that you have to explain. At least mind, there's some picture should come in the mind. Through that picture, then the blind people can generate the faith.
So if I have my relative passed away, can I chant the Avalokiteshvara Sutta or the Earth Bodhisattva Sutta to pray for?
Whatever you recite, very fine, okay? No matter. These also the Buddhas, okay? Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. All are fine, okay.
So for the action like to create, to build the Buddha statue, or to paint the Buddha's painting, and then under the name of the sick people or the cancer patients, can those action help them to get over the
Yeah,
obstacles
very,
mentioned?
very good. Especially like a cancer patient, it will better if you make the painting of the Vajrasattva Buddha, or that like any Buddha is good. Vajrasattva Buddha is like this, very good. It will purify the more the negative sense. Yeah, that's also very good. Yeah,
So the
not bad.
question is, what impact does the prayers have on the path of reincarnation? Yes, what impact does the prayers have on the path of reincarnation?
Impact of the reincarnation means okay. That person with the impact means as okay, like this, okay, thing like that, okay. What do you call the coincidence? In the terms, what do you call the coincidence? Sometimes it might be coincidence. Sometimes it might have some reasons that why it happens. So these all the
Yes.
coincidence. Some might be coincidence. Sometimes it happens because of the some of the prayers what we have done from the someone done from the others. So like that, someone when we pray for the some dead people, if you born in the already got the rebirth. That rebirth can affect like a feels like a very good something like a positive karmas and a positive marriage they can get it.
The question, how do you identify and find your new life in the partial stage?
You cannot identify. Generally, there's two ways. Okay, so most of times we cannot identify it. If you have a more positive karmas, or if you pray the very well in the partial state for the 3 jewels or like that, then you can born in the better rebirth. When you're going to better rebirth, maybe if you're born in the human. So when you're going to born in the human, to that maybe it very much depends on the karma between the your karma and the parents' karma. So whoever more close karma relation, then you were born in that family. So that's why when the partho state, when they enter into the mother's womb and going to take the rebirth, when they enter into the mother's womb, they'll take a new life. Then it will feel like a collapse and the feel of total darkness and the collapse. Now the Dapada stage is very clever. It sees and it hears everything. When you enter the mother's womb and they take the rebirth in the new life, then it will feel like a collapse and like a total fan.
In the Bardo state, why don't we pray for our master, but we pray for the Buddha?
This point, okay, generally when I say the prayer for the Buddha, it is very easier, no? Every for that is a much easier for everyone. So that's why in the Tibetan Buddhism, we have the when you do that the refuge prayer. We have the four refuge prayer. First, we say the by homage to the Guru, then Buddha, then Dharma, then Sangha. We'll say the four. Then normally, I think that every of the Buddhist many, I mean the, every of the many Buddhist followers, and the generally, and the not other tradition of the Buddhism, only we they are having the three refuge prayers. The second thing is that when you pray for the Buddha, it will be the easier, no, for everyone, the Buddhist follower, when you say the Buddha's praying for the Buddha. No? Very simple way. I find one very funny thing I just remember. When you see the one person really is going to die, even you do not know that whether he goes and attend the, any of the Dharma teaching or whatever, but at least you can tell him to pray for the Buddha. No, at least he have some imagination of the Buddha. When you tell the pray for the guru, but that person will get so confused and he might ask you back who is my guru. Okay,
So
now
how,
the last.
the next question. Yep. So how can we apply the forward practice to help dead people in the first 3 days?
I remembered one thing. You know
Yang
what?
Liu.
How we how the power can help, no?
How can we apply the forward practice to help people
First,
in
you
the
have
first
to
three
pass the
days?
power. Okay, first you have to study and the pass the power, okay? Then
Pardon
how
me,
to
which?
apply that? First you have to be succeed in the power practice. First you have to be
Yeah.
succeed in the power practice, then you can apply. That's the second question comes, okay? Okay, now another questions. Okay. Now this will be the last, okay now. Maybe you all might be hungry. Maybe I think who have not eaten dinner. Also my dinner time is coming. Food is more important than the Dharma, I think. So when the Buddha practices, Buddha, he first he practices without anything. Then he realized that that is not right. That is a true extreme. So he told the middle way. Very funny. Today I met one person. The priest came to me. He actually not a priest, for the temple keeper who used to take care of the temple keeper in the Nepali Buddhist temple. He came to me, and usually they have the one tradition with this temple keeper. Whenever they go to the temple and do the prayer, they have to go to the empty stomach. Even they don't cannot drink the any water. And sometimes they used to go and they do the prayers and up till the morning 11 or 12 without any food and without any water. And doing like this too long, he told me that he got a very severe now the gastric problem. He's not eating the food on the time. Yeah, very
yeah.
Good. So then
yes,
my father, then he came to the place. Then my father told him the dead priest, then why you don't do like a Tibetan style? First you eat, fill up your stomach, then do the puja. So something like, so that's why, okay, maybe you might get hungry. Also my dinner time. And also, thank you very much. Okay, thank you very much. Also. Yeah, today, luckily, today I have the meeting around maybe 2-3 hours back. I was meeting, and in the meeting, the people served me some snacks and the food. So that's why I'm a little bit full. So I could carry the talk up till now. Okay. Now, who had the dinner, maybe it's a fine, who haven't had the dinner, then enjoy the dinner, okay? Please have the dinner, okay? Then maybe remaining the unfinished question, maybe I'll answer the next Sunday, okay? Next Sunday I will answer it, okay? Doesn't matter, okay? Okay, thank you very much.